From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has set a vote Monday on a draft resolution affirming that any change to the status quo of Jerusalem has no legal effect. It does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests erupted over the U.S. decision, including two Turkish cities, Ankara and Diyarbakir. There were also protests in Karachi and Lahore in Pakistan. The leader of Jamaat Islami, Siraj al-Haq, called for a cut in diplomatic and economic ties with the U.S. until the decision is reversed. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding.
There's been a consensus that until the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved finally and peacefully, that no country wants to prejudice the outcome of what's going to happen to Jerusalem because the original UN decision was that it would be held in an international zone. And President Trump's decision really overturned decades of not only U.S., but global consensus. And there's been a fairly unanimous global consensus against it, and that's what's being reflected in the Security Council vote.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Delegates of South Africa's ANC party are voting to elect a new leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been plagued by allegations of corruption and mismanagement. The ANC, which has ruled since the end of apartheid in 1994, could choose between Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Cabinet Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, a result expected on Monday. This is VOA News. In Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been certified winner of the controversial November 26 election with a narrow 1.5-point victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who has charged fraud. The vote count delay sparked sometimes violent protests. Mark Jones is a Rice University Latin America analyst.
This isn't the end of the line in the sense that protests will continue, but the reality is Juan Orlando Hernandez has been reelected as president of Honduras, and nothing is going to change that.
The European Union's election observers said the vote recount was conducted with no irregularities. Meanwhile, in Chile, conservative Sebastian Piñera won the presidency Sunday with a nearly 10-point lead over center-left opponent Alejandro Guillier. Piñera's supporter, Pablo Seguel, said the people realized they must turn out to vote. The outcome was seen by some as a referendum on the tenure of outgoing President Michelle Bachelet. President Donald Trump Monday is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying Mr. Trump will make clear China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, U.S. Treasury Secretary, appearing on Fox News Sunday, would not confirm details of the speech, but...
This isn't about trade wars. This is about reciprocal fair trade. And if we have to protect American workers and put on tariffs or other things where they don't have fair trade with us, the president will do that.
Mnuchin said the U.S. isn't looking for a trade war, but reciprocal fair trade. Australian police Sunday arrested a man accused of working on the black market on behalf of North Korea to sell missile components and coal. The suspect has been identified as Korean-born Chan Han Choi, who has reportedly lived in Australia for 30 years. French President Emmanuel Macron predicted Sunday the military campaign against Islamic State in Syria should be completed by mid to late February after victory was proclaimed over IS in Iraq. In a French television interview, Mr. Macron said he would offer initiatives for peace talks involving all parties to the nearly 7-year conflict, including Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. It was made public Sunday that a female employee of the British Embassy in Lebanon was found strangled near a highway outside Beirut. She's identified as Rebecca Dykes. Her body was found Saturday. The embassy has expressed shock and sadness. The circumstances surrounding her death remain unknown. An investigation is underway. Chaos at the world's busiest airport. For 12 hours Sunday, electrical power went out at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, stranding thousands and forcing hundreds of flights to be canceled.
The lights flickered once. It was really scary, but we were like, hopefully nothing happens. And then they flickered again, and they didn't come back.
Power was restored just after midnight local time Monday. The airport routinely handles more than 2,500 daily arrivals and departures. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.